From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Doris Lessing, famed writer, feminist icon, and now Nobel Prize winner.
But first, 2,600 National Guard soldiers from Minnesota came home this summer after setting a record for length of service in Iraq, nearly 2 years.
Many of those soldiers are now facing a shock. They've been told they are just 1 day short of the time needed to qualify for full education benefits under the GI Bill. NPR's John McChesney reports.
What a difference a day can make. Even though they all served the same amount of time in Iraq, half of this brigade had orders saying they served 730 days. The other half had orders saying they served 729 days. That 1 day separation makes the difference between full and partial educational benefits. Lieutenant John Anderson's platoon came out on the short end. Already irritated by a 4-month extension of duty just as they were about to come home, he and his soldiers are angry about this latest slight.
My 23 guys that I commanded in Iraq that have 729 written on their orders are not going to be eligible for it. And, of course, the chain of command is kind of, well, it's a clerical error. Too bad, your other guys will get it, but they won't.
Anderson says this isn't a penny-ante complaint. The difference in benefits is enormous.
It can vary between $500 and $800 a month per soldier. So it's quite significant. You times that out by 36 months over a 3-year program, and you're looking at thousands of dollars.
The discrepancy has received considerable local media attention, and now the Secretary of the Army and Minnesota's congressional delegation are trying to find a solution. The Army ran into legal problems, amending orders for monetary gain. Lieutenant General Larry Shelato commands the Minnesota National Guard.
Are you confident that this will be resolved in favor of the guys who have 729 days?
It can go either way, to be honest with you. But I'm fairly confident that something will happen. I'm more worried about how long it'll take.
Lieutenant Anderson believes this wasn't merely a bureaucratic glitch.
I think they intentionally did it to try to skate by, to save the Army a few bucks, and it kind of came back to bite them.
What prompted somebody to put 729 in instead of 730 is a legitimate question and needs to be answered. But frankly, it's secondary right now to the problem of making sure that these soldiers are treated fairly.
Minnesota Congressman John Klein has introduced legislation in the House to rectify the situation.
And there are comparable bills in the Senate which we're trying to push through to make sure that before these soldiers want to go to school in January that we have this resolved.
Of course, some of these soldiers could have enrolled this fall if the benefits mess had been straightened out. But Lieutenant John Anderson says the Minnesota episode has thrown needed light on the general disparity between benefits for the Guard and the active Army.
And, there should be if the Guard was used the way it used to be used in the 80s and 90s. But now in today's environment, they need to increase our benefits, because if they're going to be pulling us on deployments every 2 or 3 years, then we do need to be opened up to these benefits.
There are several bills in both houses that attempt to deal with the gap between educational benefits for the Guard and the active Army. Passage of one of them depends upon whether Congress will be as willing to pay for the war's aftermath as it has been to pay for the war itself. John McChesney, NPR News.
We did call the Army about this. A spokesman said the service is working to help the Minnesota Guard soldiers get full GI Bill benefits.